All right, welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And today on the show, we are talking about On the Rocks from writer-director Sofia Coppola, starring Bill Murray and Rashida Jones and Marlon Wayans. It's put out by A24 and it's available right now on Apple TV Plus. Make sure to go check it out. And joining me to talk about it is Jason Harris from Awesome Movie Year. It was a great time talking with Jason. We just did our November trailers roundup. And On the Rocks was, of course, one of the movies we mini-covered on our October trailers roundup. So it was great to get Jason back to do a full episode on this one. And we got a good conversation coming up for you. Before we get into it, though, I want to make sure to remind you that you should go ahead and make sure you're subscribed to Piecing It Together on your podcast app of choice. That way you will find out about all the new episodes we got coming your way. There are so many movies that we are going to be covering in November, as well as some leftovers from October. You know, we had to squeeze in a whole bunch of Halloween coverage, and so there were some episodes we recorded but had to hold on to because there was just no room for them, like this one today, On the Rocks. So I'm glad to finally be getting this one out to you. So lots of episodes coming your way here on Piecing It Together. Make sure to also follow us on social media at Piecing Pod and join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. And don't forget about our Patreon, where I post bonus content from Piecing It Together, Awesome Movie Year, All Rice, No Beans, and from my music career. A whole bunch of stuff hitting very soon related to my music stuff. So lots hitting the Patreon soon. And there's a special bonus episode of Awesome Movie Year on Saturday Night Fever that you can check out there right now. So let's get into this conversation. Our first time covering a Sofia Coppola movie. That's pretty exciting. This is going to be fun. Let's talk about On the Rocks. All right, back on the show is Jason Harris again. How you doing, Jason?
Well, Dave, I'm either really happy or really sad or really confused, depend on the results of the elections from a few days ago.
Yeah, that whole thing. Luckily, that went our way. Edit point. Oh, that went terribly. So anyway, but we're here to talk about good movies. Or at least enjoyable movies, fun, you know, nice light movies like this one, On the Rocks. How'd you like this one, Jason?
On the Rocks, Dave. It's a movie, and there's nothing really bad to say about it. You know, if you go on my letterbox, go for Jason, you can see that I said you could skip any 15 minutes and come back, and it really wouldn't matter, would it, Dave? Yeah. I like the movie, as inconsequential as it is.
Right, exactly. This is just a very just chill, which is interesting for someone like Sofia Coppola. It's different. It's different from her other movies, and I guess she just wanted to have a nice, light, fun reunion with Bill Murray and make a little movie.
I thought the same thing, but then I thought, you know, it's funny, because if her name wasn't Sofia Coppola and someone turned in that script, would they be like, hey, you know what you need to have happen here is anything.
Well, there's been a thing going around on Twitter. I know you're not super active on Twitter, but it's been a question about, is Bill Murray good in this? What do you think?
I thought he was... I know what you're saying, because the performance, he definitely had a staccato to him, a rhythm to mm-hmm. his performance. I liked him.
I did too.
Good. I thought she was great too, Rashida Jones.
I think Rashida Jones is really good. I thought Marlon Wayans was good. Again, it's...
There's nothing to that character, Dave.
Okay.
Marlon Wayans, you're basically saying, like, I asked Marlon Wayans to make me an omelet and he made me an omelet.
That's fair. He also just, I don't know, he has a nice presence to him, I think. He should be in more things, I think.
I think so too, but I don't think there was anything to the part that he had. And that's a criticism of this movie, is other than the two leads, there was nothing towards any character.
I think so. I think that's the thing that we're kind of talking around here, but I think we should get into some puzzle pieces, and we'll have plenty more to say about how light this movie was as we're going through these. What do you got for your first puzzle piece for On the Rocks?
Well, Dave, I think you know what I have for my first puzzle piece.
I do.
I've said it more times than ever on Piecing It Together, including in the preview episode for this one, and that is a far better version of the same plot from 1997, Greg Mottola's The Day Trippers, his debut film. I can't recommend this movie enough. It's basically the same thing. Husband thinks a wife, or a wife thinks a husband is cheating on her. And in that one, the impetus is the whole family gets in the car, goes to New York, and kind of spies on the husband to see what the truth is. And it's just great. I love that movie. And it takes place on the Thanksgiving holiday, so you should watch it this month.
That's true, actually. And I finally took your advice and watched it just the other day in the lead up to this conversation. And yeah, it is great. You're absolutely right. Very, very fun movie. And it's a little different, but it's definitely, this is so clearly inspired by it. It's a very similar story. The main difference, though, of course, here is we get Bill Murray being Bill Murray. And that is always fun to watch, you know, even if the story itself is very, you know, slight and there's not much to it otherwise.
That's fair. I will say this about the criticism of the supporting characters don't get to do much in this. The supporting characters elevate the Day Trippers to even greater heights. Right. They're also funny and well-drawn. You know what? Let's wrap this up. I'm going to go watch that movie.
Go watch the Day Trippers. And I think before I move on to my first piece, I think you're absolutely right. The supporting cast is the thing that's kind of missing. If we got into more of this family, this would probably be a lot more fun.
You would think so, but I mean, the husband's there and he doesn't really do much. And we do see the grandma, and she just kind of like is hanging out in a rich person's house in a part of New York that I could not figure out where it was, you know. So maybe not, Dave.
Right.
And it's weird because we keep criticizing it, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, I like this movie.
So. Exactly. Exactly. It's a very weird one to do. But I'm going to go with my first piece, and that is the Nancy Meyers 2003 comedy, Something's Gotta Give, with Jack Nicholson as a old school aging womanizer, and the women in his life all have to kind of deal with him, and he's just all set in his ways and saying crazy stuff. And it's also a very kind of light comedy, you know, but a similar kind of thing to what we've got with Bill Murray here, which, as I've said, and as we'll continue to say, as good as Rashida Jones is, it really is kind of the the main draw.
And he talks like this.
Well, that's the Bill Murray thing, isn't it? Kind of.
I don't know. It's a new thing. That's what I mean. It's just kind of like, get a sitter. We're going out.
Now, is that a choice, or is he just getting a little older? And that's,
I thought it was a
that
choice.
Happens?
That was a character choice, you know.
So. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got for your next piece?
Hey, you know, Dave, we keep talking about these supporting characters, and Jenny Slate is in this movie, and I love Jenny Slate. I think she's talented. But again, it's a very one-note character in here. But she was in a film where she had suspicions, if I'm not mistaken, that her husband was cheating on her, or maybe she was cheating on him. I don't remember. It was a blur in my mind. But it's a movie called Landline, and it's really pretty good movie. You should see it.
I did see that, and I completely forgot that movie existed until right now. Yeah. No, that was pretty good. I did enjoy that. I also don't recall exactly the finer details of the plot, but I do love Jenny Slate, though.
I think it was her who was having the affair, and she who was having the affair.
Yeah, that sounds possible. Well, I'll go with my next piece, and I'm going to turn it back on Sofia Coppola and bring up her film Somewhere, which is, I think, the closest thing to this movie within her
because
filmography.
Because nothing happens in it?
Yeah, exactly, because it's a father and a daughter, and he's not exactly the best role model, and they just kind of hang out and do stuff, you know, and it's an all right movie. I'm not sure I would maybe rank On the Rocks above that by a little bit, but I enjoyed Somewhere, though. I don't think there's any of her films I haven't enjoyed.
I did not like Somewhere, and okay. My whole thing was like, can something happen in this movie? And in this one, I was like, can something happen in this movie?
Right.
So this is a better version, I'd say.
Yeah.
Different tone. Obviously.
Definitely different tone, but definitely, you know, returning to father-daughter kind of territory. So what do you got for your next piece?
Well, Dave, I'll piggyback off of that and go with my father-daughter relationship film, which I was trying to think of a good one that has, you know, father-daughter adult relationship. And I went with Hearts Beat Loud with Nick Offerman and Kiersey Clemons. You see that one?
I have not seen that, no.
And it's kind of interesting because he's like a guy who owns a record shop and she's like young woman who's trying to figure out her life, but she's a super talented singer and he was a, you know, aging musician, and they start playing together and he uploads some of their music and it becomes like a thing. And, you know, his dream is like, hey, we could take this band on the road and really do something. And she's like, I want to go to art school or something. So it's about a father who lives his adventures with and through his daughter, but has, not to say he has bad intentions, because he doesn't, nor does Bill Murray in this film, but his intentions are to really, you know, have his adventures through vicariously at the same time with the daughter's participation.
Sure. Yeah. No, that makes sense. And yeah, that it definitely seems like his main goal is to get a little later life excitement going on, something fun to do. And her needs are kind of secondary there, but it's still strangely sweet, though.
It is, because I think, you know, he's, like you said, this womanizing character. So his relationships are maybe they're all similar, except he's got a much deeper relationship with Rashida, with his daughter. And like, you know, you can't replicate that kind of love. And that's what he's missing in his life.
So for my next piece, I'm going to do another father-daughter relationship movie. This is one that I haven't seen. This is kind of a guest puzzle piece from my wife, Gina, who watched the movie with
my
me.
Wife.
My wife. And
we're allowed to do that again since Borat came out.
That's right. Yeah, it's back in the ether. This is a 1994 movie that, from what I understand, is just absolutely terrible. But I thought it made sense as a piece. It's called My Father, the Hero. Have you ever seen this?
Oh, with Gerard Depardieu. And the girl from...
Catherine Hegel.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it. So, oh no! And then he water skis into a buoy or something. I've seen it.
It sounds so bad. I watched the trailer and I read a couple of reviews leading up to this, and they people mistake them for a couple, you know, and they're on this like kind of you know, adventure, you know, on this trip to a tropical paradise. And so it definitely kind of has some notes that seem to mirror what's going on in the climax of On the Rocks.
No, I haven't watched it since I first saw it, but I wonder how many problematic elements there
sure
are.
Sure seems like it.
But sure. Also, how about that moment in the 90s and maybe late 80s when Gerard Depardieu was bankable movie star in the U.S. That was something, wasn't it?
I know. I was just rewatching Adaptation, which, you know, is my favorite movie. And at the end, he's in voiceover, he's saying, like, I wonder who's going to play me. Maybe Gerard Depardieu. And it's like, yeah, that's great.
In the preview that you watch, Dave, does he do the water ski where he goes, oh, no!
Amazing. I need to watch that now.
You got to watch it. You know what? If you want to watch it, I'll do a Breaking It Apart with you.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, because I'm sure it's influenced more movies than just On the Rocks.
It's interesting that Gina was like, you know what this film reminds me of? My Father, the Hero.
Well, you know what? That actually brings up a good point, because you said this earlier. This is kind of a little bit of a difficult one to think of adult father-daughter relationships in movies kind of like this. And
that's
not necessarily one, but it's stretching that question of what are some movies like that, you know?
Right.
So what do you got next? You got another piece?
Okay. This, Dave, I think... So part of the best stuff maybe in this film is when they're kind of going undercover to see what's going on, to see if the husband's cheating on her. And they drive in this classic car through New York City, and it's shot so beautifully. Mm-hmm. And you really, really get into that sequence. Is my favorite of the movie. I loved it. I thought that really showcased Bill Murray's character when they get pulled over by the cops. That was a great, really just great. And I loved the way that they shot it, that she shot it. It was a very loving look at New York through her lens. And that reminded me of a film that we covered on Awesome Movie Year in the last season, 1977, Annie Hall, which,
sure.
Of course, had the loving look in New York. But I kept thinking back to that sequence where Alfie and Annie are in the car with other Max, you know, as they call him, and mm-hmm. They're driving out to the Hamptons, and it's a lot of comedy with the car top down and just really fun stuff.
I like that. I was going to say, I'm glad you brought up Annie Hall, because I was going to say that there's like a little bit of a Woody Allen feel here with the relationship. And so that definitely, definitely works. And the car stuff is so good in Annie Hall. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I think so.
So, all right. I'm going to go with another piece. So, you know, you brought up the Day Trippers. I'm going to bring up one that I had in the trailer episode as well. That's Easy A, which I just think the rapport between these two is really great, just like it was with Emma Stone and Stanley Tucci, which, of course, Stanley Tucci, also in the Day Trippers. But mainly, you know, of course, the story is absolutely nothing alike, but mainly it's just that very Hollywood, very quick, very cute rapport between the two.
I like that movie. It's coming out on Netflix maybe by the time this gets released. So
oh, really?
I haven't seen it, and I will watch it again at some point in time.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
What do you got next?
Dave, what do we have? One or two more? Because I can do either.
I have one more, so up to you. Do you got two good ones? Or you got one good one? What do you got?
I got two good ones, Dave.
Well, I'll let you do one. I'll do one, then you get your last one. So.
Okay, Dave. My next one, when you think of people going to tropical paradises to spy on their significant others, you think of Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And that's what I thought of. And one of the great romantic comedies of the last 20 years. And this movie could have learned something from that, because those supporting players are in just a few scenes here and there, just a little bit. And it's and they're heightened in everything.
Right.
It's great. And they have arcs, and it's just a great movie.
Yeah, no, that's a really good one. I'm surprised I didn't think of that, but definitely go into that tropical, you know, paradise to go spy on the husband. I mean, that's so perfectly Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and it is such a great movie. And yeah, I mean, that's another thing too, is you know, not to pile it on to this movie, because it seems like we both did enjoy it, but you know, nothing really comes of the ending, especially once she does, you know, kind of confront him. And it would be nice if something happened in the end.
Are we giving spoilers here or no?
Spoilers are allowed on Piecing It Together.
Okay, so. I'm going to give a spoiler right now. So if you don't want to hear it,
pause it. I will. Pause it and come back. There you go.
Yeah, you'll figure out when we're done. So she figures out, she finds out he's not having an affair with the woman that they've kind of seen him with. And I thought that was cool, but wouldn't it have been another good twist if she found out he was having an affair with someone else?
Mm.
You know, I thought that really could have added a lot to it. But maybe that would have had to have happened earlier in the film. I don't know. But you know, this goes back to the nothing really happens in this
movie. Right, right.
Spoiler over.
Yes. Now you can continue listening, everybody. So my last puzzle piece, and another one with the word some in the title, Something to Talk About, which I haven't seen in forever, but, you know, another light romantic comedy drama where a woman's dealing with her, you know, husband's potential affair and kind of drags her family into the situation. If I remember correctly, like I said, I haven't seen it in a million years, but I think there's a lot more people that she brings it into the situation, which, like we said earlier, it's really mainly just the dad, but in that, it's the mom, the dad, the uncle, I think others possibly as well. So,
well, you know what they talk about, Dave?
What do they talk about?
How about love, 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 love? Let's give them something to talk about.
I like it.
How about love?
You want to do another refrain or?
That's that... Bonnie Raitt, baby. Yeah,
that's right.
The title is. Come on, man.
It sure is. So,
that's all I had on that.
I like it. Thank you for adding that that to my piece there. That was very good. So what do you got for your last piece?
You know, Dave, when you think of a rabscallionist father, you know, who kind of pushes his way back into his family's life to get what he wants, you think about the Royal Tenenbaums. At least I do, Dave.
Sure.
And you know who's in the Royal Tenenbaums? Not playing that character, but a different character. Bill Murray.
He sure is.
I thought those two connective pieces made me go to the Royal Tenenbaums. Also taking place in New York, and much, much more stuff happens in it.
A lot more stuff happens in the Royal Tenenbaums. But yeah, absolutely. I thought of that as well. I didn't include it on my list, but I'm glad you did, because absolutely, this is kind of Bill Murray slipping into the Gene Hackman character a little bit. So it's he's not an asshole, though.
Or kind of a son of a bitch.
Yes. So that does it for the puzzle pieces. The finished puzzle for On the Rocks includes the Day Trippers, of course. Something's Got to Give, Landline, Somewhere, Hearts Beat Loud, My Father the Hero, Annie Hall, Easy A, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and the Royal Tenenbaums. So, any other thoughts that we didn't quite get to while we were talking about these puzzle pieces about On the Rocks?
I think we kind of covered it. It's funny that, like, we have all these criticisms, but it's just such a fun, easy watch. Like I like this movie.
I agree completely. Yeah.
You know, I don't know what else to say about it. So, you know, you go to the Cheesecake Factory. Is it the most memorable meal? No, but everyone loves a crusted chicken Romano.
Yeah. This is like a Krispy Kreme. How about that? It's good.
Well, I already said it was like a Cheesecake Factory.
I was trying to have my own metaphor, Jason. Yeah, can I have my own?
I did it, and then you're okay.
Hey, God. Well, that I think about does it for On the Rocks. Jason, is there another movie you watched recently you'd like to maybe recommend to our listeners?
Yes, Dave. And we kind of touched on it in the last thing we did together, which was a preview episode for November. The 40-Year-Old Virgin is one of the most unique, original, and enthralling movies I've seen all year, and one that I love to revisit in my mind and will revisit watching again at some point in time. That movie's awesome, dude.
It's so good. It really is. And it, like I said on the episode, like sometimes when you're like, I don't know, like you've got like a movie built around hip hop, you think like, oh, where's this going to go exactly? Is it going to just be like all cliche, people vibing out to beats and stuff like that? But it's got such a great story and such great performances. And yeah, it's really good. I completely agree with you.
That's good. That's good. Also, you know, it's funny because you and I had talked about that Chelsea Peretti movie coming out about a woman who's turning 40. And
yeah,
you know. And this seems like, I mean, even I haven't seen the Chelsea Peretti movie, so I'm not judging it. But even if you just watched the previews, this would seem like so much more of an interesting version of a woman turning 40 story. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's my pick, the 40-Year-Old Virgin.
All right. Absolutely.
Virsion. Now yes. On Netflix.
That's right. Everybody watch it. Listen to our episode. Listen to our trailers episode to find out what else is coming out in November. And Jason, why don't you tell people about what you got going on?
Don't forget about Awesome Movie Year, the award-wanting podcast. We have never been nominated, nor have ever won, but we want awards. We want recognition. It's the only way we feel good about ourselves, guys. It's a good podcast, for real. Yeah, we're in 1984 right now, you know, so we're going through some of the big, great films of the 80s, because they took place in 1984. Talking about Beverly Hills Cop, Dave. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about other big movies that I have in my mind, but I don't want to ruin it for you guys, because we might not have released those yet. So
that's true. That is true. You know? But Beverly Hills Cop is a good preview of what to expect from this season.
That's right, Dave. And is it time for Axel Foley to come back? No. No, it is not.
I may or may not, just to let you know, Jason, I'll let you know this on mic. I'll include this in the episode. I may have started on a Jason H. for you. So.
Oh, amazing. That's cool. And honestly, if you cut all of this and just trim down the podcast, that's fine too.
It'll all work. So, well, Jason, as always, thanks so much for being here, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Dave, I just want to remind you, when I'm on, it's like the day trippers, and when you have other people on, it's like on the rocks.
Are you the mom?
I just elevated as a supporting cast was the joke.
There. Okay, but that's good.
I love all you guys, all the other co-hosts.
We're queer.
We're geeks.
We're queeks.
Superheroes, Star Wars,
Broadway, Drag Race.
So if you're super gay,
super nerdy,
or anything in between, listen to Queeks today.
Wherever fine podcasts are sold.
And find us on Instagram at Queeks Podcast.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that conversation about On the Rocks with Jason Harris. Make sure you go check out Awesome Movie Year. They are currently starting up their sixth season, this time on the films of 1984. So they will be talking about films like Beverly Hills Cop and 16 Candles. And we'll see what else comes up in 1984. It's a big movie year, so there's going to be some big movies to talk about. And I do want to make sure to remind you, as always, to make sure you're subscribed to Piecing It Together on your podcast app of choice. If you like what we do here on the show, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. And follow us on social media at Piecing Pod. Join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. And don't forget about that Patreon that I told you about at the top of the show, the Produced by David Rosen Patreon, where I will be posting a lot more new content very soon. And who knows, you might even be able to listen to this very episode that you're hearing at this moment before anyone else does, because I'll have uploaded it on the Patreon first, and you are a wonderful subscriber and we're able to listen to it. So that's cool, right? Or you're just listening to it on the main feed, and I appreciate that too. So that does it for today. This is a quick one, a nice short episode, but that's okay. We are going to close you out with a piece of music, as I always do. And let's see, I'm gonna play something light and chill, just like this movie is. This is a song from my new album, David Rosen, and it's probably the lightest, most just chill track on the album. It's called Feels Like New. Hope you enjoy it. The album is available on iTunes, on Bandcamp, on Amazon, and of course to stream on Spotify and Apple Music as well. Go check it out wherever you listen to music. The album, again, is called David Rosen, and this track is called Feels Like New. We'll be back with more Piecing It Together coming up real soon. Thank you.
All Points West production, produced by David Rosen in Las Vegas.